This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan, Mark Shields, David Brooks joining us for a little bit of lighter casual fare after, before the show. Who knows?
You could be in like Marlon Brando t-shirt next time.
Yeah, I wish.
Stella!
It is summer. It is summer.
So Silicon Valley.
Let's talk about some things that you might not be talking about on the broadcast. You see all the amazing notes I've taken here. Tea Party Caucus this week in the House. That's kind of interesting. Now it's they have to open the doors, let them in. They're legit, a little bit too legit.
An act of acute dumbness on the part of Republicans. I mean, they're doing everything they can not to win when everything else is going in their direction. Why associate with a group that is, first of all, as Stan Greenberg has pointed out in 2,600 interviews, I mean, this is a bizarre group of people. I mean, they believe any cooperation with the other side is a sign of treason and collusion. I mean, they would find Ronald Reagan's working with Tip O'Neill in 1983 to save Social Security just to, you know, Benedict Arnold-like. And, you know, plus there's no control. They do silly things. They put up billboards. And I just don't understand why House Republicans just don't take their energy, passion, because they're all going to vote Republican, all the Tea Party people, and just keep a discreet distance between them rather than embracing them.
Acute dumbness. Come on. Come back with something.
Mild dumbness? No, I agree tactically. I mean, I think they all enjoy the energy. You know, you're a congressman. You're out there in Arizona, Nevada, somewhere. You usually hold a town meeting, and 40 people show up. And this year, 600 show up. So you appreciate that, and so you have some sympathy. But electorally, your number one vulnerability is nothing about the Democrats. That's all good for you. It's the fact that people might think, oh, those guys are still a little too weird. And, you know, the Tea Party people are going to vote Republican anyway. It's the independents you're trying to win over. So I sort of agree with Mark. There's very little upside, a lot of potential downside.
Okay, Michael Steele, we've talked about him before. This week, information comes out that he wasn't completely forthcoming with certain budget irregularities, shall we say. And at the same time, we've got Norm Coleman from Minnesota saying, yeah, you know what, maybe I can do the job better.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think a lot of people can do the job better. I don't think there's any question about that. The question to me is how much it'll hurt. And somebody made the point to me that if you went back, I guess about 4 years ago, or maybe less, maybe only 2 years ago, you would have Rahm Emanuel, who was running the House Democrats, trying to win the House. And at that time, he was complaining about Howard Dean quite a lot, saying they're not raising enough money, they're not the party organization is not doing so well. And he was sort of right about that, I think. Nonetheless, they did do very well. And so it is possible, I think, to win House seats, even if your party organization is not at top form.
Yeah, the only thing that Rahm Emanuel was wrong about on Howard Dean was that was exactly the strategy that Barack Obama adopted. It's the only reason he was the nominee of his party, which was to run everywhere, compete everywhere, instead of running in 18 or 20 states, which the Democrats had done from 2000 forward and lost consecutive elections. But I think Michael Steele should take a vow of silence. He's obviously taken some semi-vow of poverty at the Republican National Committee. But I don't think even he can foul up this two-car funeral for the Republicans at this point. I mean, I just think things are going too well for them, and he's a diversion, but he's not an important diversion.
Okay, finally, the hard questions here. Summer movies, anything you guys are interested in, have gone, seen already that you liked?
Yeah, I saw Inception.
And?
I feel like I'm in Your Unconscious right now.
Okay.
Just dreaming my way through. It's horrific.
Are you being John Malkovich as well?
Yeah.
I'm not. I do want to see Restrepo, which is the... I've just heard praise as the Sebastian Younger one of the embedded with American troops in Afghanistan.
Have you seen anything that you've liked?
You know, I've seen a couple that I really disliked actively. I mean, Cyrus was a grave disappointment to me, and I think John C. Reilly is good. It was a bad Saturday Night Live skit. I saw the Swedish one.
The
woman who liked to play with fire or whatever.
Which was
great. I mean, you know, it was kind of enjoyable and riveting. I haven't read the book. Skip the book. It's kind of like seeing the Ten Commandments. Skip the book, see the movie, you know.
All right, well, our homage to former Siskel and Ebert are over now, and we will continue with the Rundown next week. Mark Shields, David Brooks, thanks so much for joining us. Thank you. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.